It's a little off topic. With Wiener 2.
I don't take your compliment at the end either. I actually want you to retract that and F off and never listen again. How's that an Eric Zane comment for you, stupid suck?
Lurch.
What the hell is wrong with playing paintball?
I don't fucking mock you for playing softball. Softball is for lesbians.
Whoa!
Softball is for lesbians.
Get him.
And
this is the intern podcast where basically somebody left the keys out and we get to come and hang out and play radio for a while.
It's fucking off the topic.
There it is. That is Andy Two Times Intro with a little audio glitch there at the end, Lurch. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either.
I have no idea what. All of a sudden, Andy's name got bleeped out. Insane. So we got a lot on tap today.
I miss that kid.
This is a little off topic. This is the who gives a shit. We've been here a lot, so go ahead and find us. Email us at ask the. Okay, we might as well just get it out of the way because it can't be held in anymore. Because apparently that was too hilarious, and now everybody knows. Anyhow, we have a new host in house, probably permanent, unless we fire her today,
next week,
next today. Mid-show.
Today works.
Taking over for Andy Two Times, the one, the only, the world-renowned now via most of these listeners will all know, Jackie Manvoice.
Hey!
Also of Jackie on Air fame.
Yeah, fame.
Yeah, you have probably infamy. About 50 more listeners than we do. Down. What are you?
Ha ha! Okay. Whoever you 50
Jackie's
people are.
Loud.
Whoever you 50 people are, thank you.
Yeah.
Keep me on top.
So go ahead and email us at asktheinterns@gmail.com. That's the email you always can find us at. And we don't know if we're going to give Jackie access to that yet.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. Thank you for shaking your head, though. That really translates over a microphone really well. Also, asktheinterns.podomatic.com is where you can go ahead and subscribe before we delete all those. Probably tomorrow, too. We're just starting to fresh and clean.
Really?
So, no. Not at all. We're going to have to make some new intros, and that's going to be Jackie's job. New person gets to make all the intros.
Four of them.
Four of them?
Yeah, I'm going to make one impersonating all of these fags, and you guys can listen to that.
Well, we will have Free Beer read the liners, and then, you know, well, I'll give you the old Free Beer liners, and if you want to...
I'm Lurch.
You pick through, and you nice. Get some funny quotes. That is what you sound like.
Stop!
I know Jackie likes that sound, so I'm going to do it the whole podcast.
I hate it. Stop. It's not funny.
Quit chewing gum.
I think I need to get some ground rules out of the way for Lurch.
Yes.
The relationship with the table was a little bit different with with you, myself, and Andy Two Times in the room.
Nope.
You're now not going to be able to randomly grope in the darkness.
Yes. No groping.
Next to the table, to your table, mate. I wish I could say
by the way,
I was
Lurch
surprised.
Has a new girlfriend. And
no.
She's going to be so freaking jealous when she hears about
yeah.
Lurch.
Yep, that's going to happen. But Lurch, so cans yourself, pants temporarily on.
I think we should go back to Lurch's girlfriend.
I think we're discussing ground rules for Lurch's. if you want to skip over the ground rules, so Lurch can just do whatever he wants.
No, ground rules are fine. Ground rules are fine.
Free to do whatever you please, buddy. Enjoy.
All right.
Nope.
Have fun.
Ground rules are back intact.
I will stay over here with my. Empty side of the table where I can't be touched by Lurch. Damn it. Keep your feet to yourself.
Sorry.
You
I'm
animal.
Touchy today.
So we are back this week. I did not think we would be. Personally, I talked about this, and I was listening to old podcasts. I told you that this week, Lurch.
Mm-hmm.
Volume 7, I said I was hoping for my solo contract to be finalized. Hasn't happened yet. And I thought, you know, we did agree that Volume 9 was the lucky number. Here we are, 24. Hasn't quite taken off to get me my own show yet.
Got to get up and running. It just takes 50.
It is. 50 is the 50 new podcasts. Number. 50
we
is
can
the
make
new
it.
Number. About
we can do it.
Need about 40 hours of content.
I mean, we drop.
If you want these rules, you can't talk to me like that.
Yeah. Jackie whispered
whore.
In the... Jackie whispered in the general direction of Lurch, and I could see the damn table rise up from underneath his lap.
Yeah,
it was uncomfortable.
It doesn't take much to pitch a tent in Lurch's pants.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No, and he doesn't, you know, he's not going to deny that. Ask
one. Second I heard Jackie wanted to be on our podcast. Yeah.
I mentioned the name Jackie on the phone to Lurch, and I swear to God, it was like the phone flew out of his hand. No idea how it got that high.
It was the lube he already had. Yeah,
feel this is going to provide us with a new outreach. One, we have a female voice on the show now, so that way when we ask sexual questions, it's not totally uncomfortable that I have to stare at Lurch's face the whole time.
It might be a little uncomfortable.
I don't think so. I think it's better than looking at Andy or hearing Andy talk when we're doing, like, lists from, you know, guy.com or wherever the hell we'll get a list.
But Andy gives us the stoner appeal.
Yeah.
He gives us the what you'd respond with if you were stoned.
Yeah. And I hope you understand, Jackie, that Lurch doesn't like to talk. He's here, exactly, by shaking his head. You're going to have to feel in Andy's shoes, so if every now and again you could go with a, you know, just whatever. And then just kind of back away from the mic. He was pretty well known for that. And then if you want to take a careening story and just like go off in like 14 different tangents, he can also do that too. Because he, most of the time, Lurch sitting next to you there is just either going to stare at you, stare at a wall, or go into the microphone. That's kind of his MO around here.
I think we should make up a game called like sports trivia, but Lurch is the only one that can answer.
I think we should and do then sports everyone trivia that, with Lurch. I'm a big fan.
Everyone that I get right over Lurch, I don't know.
You have to give me a kiss.
No.
Damn it, Lurch. Already making it uncomfortable. Already.
You said you were going to do it, but I'm just doing it.
I did not. No, I said I was not going to be afraid to be uncomfortable when the situation calls for
it. I'm not afraid right now.
Now Lurch is making it uncomfortable.
Yeah, being uncomfortable is one thing. Asking me to do sexual favors for you is another, because I'm pretty sure you've never even kissed a girl.
Oh, wow. That's insulting. That's hurtful.
Dude, your girlfriend that works at La Machina. Okay. Come over here.
Whoa, we are not going to get into that beautiful station sitting next door to us. If you ever hear any bleed through on these mics of like yelling, it's probably La Machina. So just stay tuned. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That was it. You probably didn't notice. But no, we feel this is going to give us a new outreach because one, Jackie actually speaks over the airwaves on a weekly basis here on the flagship area, because we're syndicated now, Lurch. We don't like to talk about just our local area that we're in.
Of course not.
So in Grand Rapids here, Jackie is heard on the weekends.
Weekends, 10 to 3, baby, if you want to listen. I'm real entertaining.
On GRD. So go ahead and listen, and she's going to plug the shit out of this. So we're about to hit the big time, Lurch.
I'm feeling it.
We hit the big
time. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in Saturday morning and plug the shit out of this. I won't get in trouble for that.
She gets two big breaks, per hour. And I expect at least 4-minute monologues about how good our podcast was.
Until we didn't kick Lurch off. And
you know, it was an average podcast. Then Lurch got near the mic and shit just hit the fan all over again. You can't win them all. So we do have a little initiation for Jackie today that we're going to get into.
I didn't expect that.
I do have another list today. This one's going to be good.
I don't even want to know.
Good. Mystery. See this?
Yeah.
Everybody get ready, because I'm about to be initiated into something by the two dorky people that are that Lurch met. Wanted, so here we go.
The initiation that Lurch wanted to do was wildly inappropriate. I had to set him straight on.
F you.
So I said, Lurch, whoa, calm down. Why don't we give Jackie, Tracky.
This was my idea, not yours. So don't play it off.
Why don't
like
we give
yours.
Jackie a trivia of a little off topic? She claimed to me that I steadfastly do not believe that she listened to most of our podcasts.
No, I said I listened to it before. I've never said I listened to most.
This is going
to
be good.
Rewind.
I'll leave it. What we'll do, we'll switch. I'll read mine.
Okay.
And then you, while I read mine, you can intimidate her. Not sexually, but sit there and, stare.
Yeah, the sexual comments need to drop, or we're kicking Lurch off the show.
All right.
Those aren't going to
stop. If you get above 4 right, you can stay on the podcast.
4? I thought we agreed on 8. I'm just kidding. 4 sounds good.
I don't think she's.
I'm not gonna get any right.
No.
There it is. The overall admission that she has not listened to any.
I listened to one.
I actually tried to make recent
fucking like an hour long.
Whoa! We have a lot of listeners that enjoy our podcast for 50 minutes at a time. We have a lot of listeners who wish we would go longer, Jackie. That is inappropriate.
Okay. I need 10 of you listeners that want them to go longer to email us and tell us you want us to be longer.
10 emails in a month.
You need to start watching your language, by the way.
Yeah, come on, language.
Are we not allowed to swear?
This is airwaves. Come on, airwaves. Really? I mean, you're on the radio, and that's what you're going to come at me with. Don't judge.
Don't
appreciate it.
Can I go first?
You want to go first?
Yeah.
All right, Jackie, what we have here for you is 10 a little off-topic general trivia questions, some more difficult than others. Some I actually thought she might be able to get these, even if she hasn't listened to Mm-hmm. So like more than one or two. So
I've only listened to one. I'm freely admitting I've only listened to one. I didn't even listen to the whole thing.
All right, you need to quit talking.
Jackie.
I love the music.
A little off-topic trivia presented by Lurch and Wiener2 slash Kyle slash douchey-looking Kyle slash Rotten Tomato Stan. I'm never going to pick a nickname.
What is our extremely famous catchphrase?
It's a little off-topic.
Oh, my God.
Are you locking that in?
I lock in that answer. What the hell is it? Just I lock in my answer.
Woof.
Your phrase is woof?
You've never heard woof. Us say woof?
No. Okay, real quick. Woof.
Woof.
Woof. I get what woof. Woof is, like a dog, like yeah, both of you.
Exactly. So what do you keep saying it inquisitively for? Like, wait, woof?
Woof? Woof? Woof?
Yes,
okay,
woof.
Next question.
Wow. It's all you.
Hang on. This reminds me of Andy Two Times fussiness over here is what it sounds like. That's mm-hmm. why I conveniently placed
fussy
this bar
ass.
So I can't see her face. Lurch.
Do it.
Your second question.
Oh.
Oh, are we going to alternate?
Yeah, I thought that's
yes.
what you said we were doing.
Better yet. I actually just ruined the first question, so I will go to my second question and come back. Lurch and myself went on a golf outing with someone related to the show this past summer.
Steve.
Who was it?
Was it Steve?
Ask her to lock it in.
Lock it in. I lock it in.
You lock the answer. Steve, producer Steve, I'm presuming.
Yes.
Massively incorrect. The answer Who was is it? Wiener one.
You tricked
talked about extensively.
Me.
Talked about extensively.
Wait, that's a trick. You said a staff from the show.
No, I didn't say staff. Someone staff. Related to the show.
I thought you meant someone on the show. That was a trick question. You can all suck
Lurch. Jackie's 0 for 2 on a little off-topic trivia. What do you think her chances are of getting not even 4?
Zero.
But 1. Good. I agree. Lurch, question number 3 for Jackie.
What did I drive all the way to Oklahoma this summer for?
I got a hazy, by the way you said that, by the way.
Hold on. I know what you drove all the way to Oklahoma for.
What?
Okay, here comes gay sex innuendo. I can see this coming from a mile away.
How about that noise?
That guy you told me about that you met on the internet?
Mm.
The one that's a little older. You told me that he lived in Oklahoma. No, it wasn't Oklahoma. I'm sorry, it was Rhode Island. But have you met him yet?
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you locking that in?
I lock that in.
For a person who said, let's drop the sexual remarks, mm-hmm. to come out with a gay...
They're all based upon me!
Nobody said you couldn't make sexual remarks.
I can't
over.
Take this right now.
This is hurtful. Can't do it. It's hurtful.
Paintball.
It's an attack.
Paintball.
Paintball was the answer. He plays paintball.
You drove to Oklahoma to play paintball?
Yeah, get over it.
That's almost worse than the anal sex I imagined you having with some man.
That's the exact
man.
Same reaction that Andy and I both had about when he told you, yeah, guys, going to a
next question.
Going to a recreation of D-Day.
What?
Down in Oklahoma.
No, that is not what happened.
We shoot paintball.
That's you really told. Have a girlfriend, Lars? Like, I am shocked
no.
right now.
No, it's not official yet.
It's going to be official because we're going to keep making fun of him until he makes it official or dumps it.
Question number 4.
Hopefully he makes it official.
I'm actually going to skip question number 4 because Lurch just ruined that one.
What?
Not your fault. It's just the order of things are going.
Just
question number 4.
She just looked at my answers on my sheet.
How many volumes of A Little Off Topic have there been? This was a softball.
How many volumes? 24.
Would you like to lock that answer in?
No, because you're looking at me like it wasn't anymore. It's 20-something. You just said mm-hmm. it.
That's why. No, you can go ahead and lock it in, or you can go by my facial expression. I'm an actor.
24, lock it in. You're not an actor. Fag.
That's what you are.
Wow. I don't know. I'm going to have to convene with the judges.
Okay, real quick. Pause. You guys are guys. Question. I just got a text from my friend named Chelsea. Sorry, Chelsea. I shouldn't have used your name.
Hang on. No.
Listen.
This is...
Okay, ready? So, we're going to a Halloween party tonight, and she just said, my ex-boyfriend texted me, who never wants to hang out, they're leaving the room. Oh my God. Who cares? They're effing queers. Or, oh my God, I hate them. This really isn't funny. They're still gone, and my story is not going to be completed. So, how many of you guys actually like little off-topic trivia? I know none of you are raising your hand because it's really gay. Oh, they're back.
Is your story done?
Yep, it's done.
Thank God. That's how we do it. That's real radio, Jackie. When you want to take a bathroom break, you just get up and go. Good. Stories about girlfriends and ex-girlfriends.
I didn't even tell
all
it.
Dealt with. And
where's Lurch?
Lurch went home. He's calling it a career.
Yeah, he's fingering his asshole.
Can we get back to trivia now?
Yep, we're ready. I think the trivia thing is kind of stupid, but we're ready.
Jackie. Your answer was correct, by the way. 24th.
It was correct?
Yeah, this is the 24th. You got lucky because I said it 2 minutes. Whoa! Because I said it 2 minutes ago. Hey, Lurch.
Lurch, go away. You're not invited anymore. We kicked you off the show.
That's real, I had to pee.
Told her that's real radio.
Keep going. What's your question?
No, since she never listens anyway.
You made me so frustrated.
Never does listen at all.
Why would I?
Lurch, questions on you. He doesn't even know.
What did Andy Two Times have on his boxers that stood out one night as he wandered aimlessly through a hotel drunk?
Hearts?
Hearts is the answer. Would you like to lock hearts in?
No, because now you're using another facial expressions to trick me. It's not hearts, but
me.
Hearts. I don't know. Hearts or horseshoes or something gay.
Hearts or horseshoes.
It's hearts. I say hearts. Hearts, lock it in.
Hearts or horseshoes, something gay. Final answer, Lurch.
Answer is remote in the butt crack.
What's really?
Remote in the butt crack.
This was one. Okay, now this one you should get. Very recent. Jackie, a little off-topic trivia. What song was sang a cappella, beautifully, if I may add, by Lurch during Andy's farewell statement last week?
I didn't listen last week. I told you I'd listen. I didn't say I listened.
I asked you in the studio! You listen. You said I listened to your most recent one. So I said I'm going to give her a softball, Lurch. That's what I said. I'm going to listen to the last one.
Okay. Well, listen up. Here's what I did. I turned it on with Dave Kim. Go ask him. We listened to the first 10 minutes. So boom, I listened.
I don't know the song title. The correct answer is I try to say goodbye. Whatever. The Macy Grace.
I try to say goodbye.
No, come on. If you can't do it like Lurch, just.
Yeah, Lurch, will you sing it again?
No. It's not going to happen, probably. No.
That was a one-time deal. I mean, that was like a Definitely. Beatles event. Mm-hmm. That'll never happen mm-hmm. again. Just beautiful poetry. Just beautiful. Go ahead.
Which actor does Wiener 2 and Lurch have a man crush on?
In common. It's in common. It was one of our topics on the podcast, you know, the one you're sitting in on right now?
Yeah.
We did top three man crushes.
That's so... not homosexual.
It's not a gay thing. He's handsome.
Is this man crush like you want to bang him?
No, not sexual. It's a man crush.
If he offered his butt to
I'd
you.
I'd do him.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Heartbeat.
Looking at both of you, Lurch, you don't like sports, so it's not going to be a sports guy.
I love
guy.
Sports.
Yeah, well, you do, but Lurch doesn't know a damn thing
that's
about sports.
That's why in the question he said, what actor?
Yeah. Oh, is it actor?
You I can keep was... up if you
wanted
to.
Okay. Actor. Well, knowing Lurch and his type, I would say...
Tall, dark, handsome, of course.
Duh. God. Duh. Oh, what actor?
Should have pulled the audio from this because I was...
Let me think. Give me 2 seconds, ready? The actor Lurch would pick. I'm not really going by Kyle as much as Lurch. Like, I feel like whoever Lurch...
What?
Hold on.
I'm not as gay as you think I
He's
am.
He's not gay. He's not gay. I have stories of sexual conquest.
I don't
conquest,
think he's gay
they make
either.
Make me feel... Inadequate
I think he's a dork.
At everything. Inadequate.
Well, Kyle, let's be real.
Sexual minx.
Kyle, let's be real. Please.
What's the male term for sexual minx?
Lurch.
wasn't setting you up for it, but thanks for killing it. Appreciate it.
Well, knowing Lurch, mm-hmm. and I don't know how up you guys are with the times on celebrity news, but
hurry
I would
up,
say
hurry up.
Very, Lurch's very man crush is Sean Penn.
Not a terrible guess. Sean Penn's a goofy looking bastard.
And he's gay.
Is he really?
No, he's not. No, he's
no,
not.
He's not.
He Sean Penn is gay. Google it.
Oh, so that marriage to Robin Wright Penn for 20 years was a shame.
Shut the fuck up. Why did I think he was gay then?
Oh, great answer.
Look it up.
I'm not even going to waste the Wikipedia's time to open that page
right now.
Didn't
they get divorced because he was gay, or was he gay in a movie?
No, he's got divorced because he's an angry son of a bitch.
He was gay in the movie, though.
Yeah, Harvey Milk.
And I'm going to look up right now.
You can go ahead and look it up. It's.
Oh, we got to restart the music.
Good.
I had it on loop. Here.
Maybe I should just get those other trivia questions so we actually have something good.
No.
Right?
No?
Like, this is getting old. I think people are going to get bored.
No, because you know what? Everybody who's listened has actually gotten about every question right more than you.
How do you know?
Bradley Cooper is the answer.
Bradley Cooper was the handsome Brad. Scruffy handsome Brad. Doesn't even know. Just take the mic. Okay.
So.
Lurch got a list here, buddy.
Let's hear it. I want to talk about this list.
This is a good one. This is going to be much better than the remix one where none of us knew whoever the hell it was. List. AskMen.com.
You know what we're talking about, Jackie?
He's not gay. You're right. I'm sorry, Sean Penn. I'm not that you'd ever listen to
Can
this.
Can we stay somewhat on track? Almost
Googling.
Baffling.
I was Googling.
From AskMen.com, a fairly used source that I go to because I'm the only one who does show prep out of me and Lurch.
Well, I don't go there, so I'm not going to know the answer, but go on.
Not trivia, Jackie. If you listen, I said it was a list.
Oh. Why are we still playing this gay music then?
Gay? One, I can't hear it. And two, it's
that is offensive towards many homosexuals.
Yeah, I don't mean to say gay too much. Like, I sound like a teenager right now.
You
I'm sorry.
I beat
but
the
music
crap
is
out of myself for using a semi-racial slur in the first episode.
What'd you use?
We're not going to talk about it.
What did he use?
Lurch, don't make racial science to me right now. The list, Lurch.
I don't get it.
From AskMen.com, like I said. A site I'll go to a lot. Along
what?
With
what is it called?
AskMen.com.
AskMen.com. Yep. Okay, I think I have been to that once.
Top 10 date movies that lead to sex.
Can we guess?
Lurch probably needs it right now.
Twilight.
Can I guess some?
I was going to open this thing up.
Okay.
Forget. Now, before we go, before we break into this, I want to let... It's not just current movies. I don't even know if there's any current movies. It's mostly movies not out right now in theaters. Okay.
Okay.
Like, yeah, they're already on DVD and shit.
Yeah, old movies, whatever it might be. Okay. Some of these, yeah, I could see some of them. I don't know what they are.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Surprisingly not. I thought that might be a go-to. If Dave Kim looks through that window one more goddamn time, shit's going to hit the fan.
Yeah, I know. When he looks in that window
Jesus.
And it's dark.
It's the same reaction every week when be somebody looks through that freaking window.
It pisses me off!
When Dave looks in and it's kind of dark in here, don't you like think of the ring? Like that face staring at you through the window.
He's Asian. Is that a reference towards his Asian-ness?
Wow. Asian-inity? Asian-inity.
No.
So, good thing we're in 22 minutes,
Seattle,
so he wouldn't listen that far.
I was kind of surprised that Sleepless in Seattle was not on the list.
Okay,
that's
I know.
Kind of a go-to.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Surprisingly not. You're in the rom-com category right now.
What category is it? Action.
Any category.
I'm going to guess.
I don't see any go-to romantic comedies on here.
7 Years in Tibet.
Never seen it, but I don't think
Brad Pitt's in it.
The subject tone is one that would indicate we need a bone later.
I'm going to guess Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I'm guessing Lurch saw through the back of my water stained
I'm
list.
Guessing you're correct.
That's correct.
Read it.
That is actually the number two
oh, really?
Date movie that leads to sex,
good
according
guessing.
To AskMen.com. Obviously, the Brad and Angelina connection.
Are any of them new?
No.
Movies? Oh, okay, never mind.
Nope. There's actually, like I said, a few that I have no idea what they are. Cool. But Brad and Angelina, I mean, I'm going to be honest. Hot. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. One word, Lurch. Describe that movie. Go.
Hot.
Thank you, Jackie.
Was that good?
Jackie, what's your word to describe Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Don't go into a critic review. Just come on. One word. We mean one word.
Good.
Easy to make sex to.
That's what I'm looking for. When I said one word, that's what I was expecting. No other guess, but that was obviously a good guess.
The Notebook?
I can't believe it's not on there, thinking about it now. Of course, it is kind of weird talking about crazy people doing it. You know, mm-hmm. old people, you gotta, yeah, it's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, no, the number 10 on the list, Dangerous Liaisons.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever heard of it.
No. Nope.
Have you? I didn't think so. I believe that is a Michael Douglas feature. It's from the 80s. Glenn Close, John Malkovich, Michelle Pfeiffer, scenes from it. Sarah Michelle Gellar, racy. One word, racy. My one word reviews of all these movies are going to be great. Number nine is. Foreign movie, Belle Epoque.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's never heard of Belle Epoque.
Yeah, who hasn't?
I don't know what
that is. It's Muchos. That's my one word.
Number eight. Number eight, Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down. I'm not even going to read that, and I'm already ready to go. Why do you just look away and shake your head? Tell me, how is that helping anything?
Next.
Number five. All right,
Jackie should run the show from now on.
Number five.
No.
Number six, actually. Fairly new. Stars one of Lurch's also man crushes, Christian Bale.
Mm, Batman. The Dark Knight.
Not in Batman costume like Lurch fantasizes about.
Oh, American Psycho.
No. But there was, that was actually a viewer vote.
Wouldn't that be effed up, though, if that was the movie that people wanted? Mm-hmm. Oh, The Machinist, he looked sick.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but...
He was sick
looking. Like 102 looking. Pounds.
Yeah. He was scary looking.
He's no, I'm not literally that man. I can't believe that you both just looked through the window. What? Who?
You see
you
the
pointed.
The new movie Christian Bale's coming out in?
Yes, the boxer one.
Yeah, he looks, he's dropped a lot of weight for
gross.
That.
Well, no, I bet... The Machinist is pretty new, wasn't? Maybe he's still down.
No, that was
from
like
that.
2001. No.
No, was it?
Yeah.
Well, oh,
for God's sake!
He looks way older than that. Than he does Batman.
The old person on the show, Lurch. Jesus.
Oh my God! Next one on the list.
35-year-old Jackie over here. That's pretty new, isn't it?
I watched on Netflix.
Number
I didn't know.
Six was Laurel Canyon. Never heard of it, but it does have Christian Bale and Kate Beckinsale. I'm there.
Sounds sexy.
Do them both.
I don't like when Lurch says sexy.
Sexy.
I do, because I can stare into his beautiful eyes.
Lurch. Lurch!
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Number six.
Now number one for Lurch, Star Wars. Yeah. Number two.
Well, listen.
Lord of the Rings.
Leia
number three, The
good.
Hobbit.
Leia looked pretty good.
I would make love to Leia.
I know you would.
Sexy.
Stop.
Number five. Have seen it. Foreign film. E2 Mama Tambien. Seems right up your alley.
And yes, Mama also? Me also?
Exactly.
And yes, Mama also?
During the vacation.
Is that what it means?
Two friends, after having very honest and realistic sex with their girlfriends, head on a road trip. That's what everybody does. Mm. Very honest sex. Not that fake, disloyal sex. No. During the vacation, they meet a slightly older woman who is open about making love, having sex.
Ugh, old people.
Yuck, you're older than me. Yuck.
Sorry, Jackie.
I'm not old.
I think we now have a new running theme for Jackie.
Yeah.
No,
Jackie.
I'm not old. It's not even funny.
Seriously, you watched Elf.
How old are you, Kyle?
When you watched Elf,
how old are you?
23.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You're barely
younger
than me.
Senior citizen, what's up? When you watched Elf live at 8:30 on Tuesdays on whatever channel,
how do you know what
was
time
it as good as it is now? On like
well,
Nick
the,
at
the
night.
Real question is the fact that he knew that it was even on at 8:30 on Tuesdays.
Because it's Elf.
This is hypothetical.
I never. No, it was not hypothetical. Look at how quick he spit that out.
Speaking, let's say who's Elf the old was one on now? ABC at 8:30 on Tuesday nights in the 1980s. What was it like watching?
I don't remember.
Live?
I was like three.
Mm-hmm. Old fart.
Lurch wasn't even conceived yet.
It's not
what's
even sexy.
Now?
Okay, next.
I like how you're now saying it because you know it pisses her off.
Yes.
I hate it.
Number.
I think we need a drop Baker from Jackie Boys. That says next.
Yeah.
Next.
Number six, The Fabulous Baker Boys.
Oh,
everybody's
fabulous.
Talking about
oh,
the
I know Lurch's other movie that he wants to bone to, Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, my God. How'd you know?
Four Academy Awards for The Fabulous Baker Boys. I can honestly say I don't think I even know anybody who knows what the hell that movie is.
I don't.
I'm just going to stare at you, Lurch.
Do I have to say next again?
Good.
Lurch, I mean that.
Number seven, Suspiria. Not going to talk about that. Number eight. All right.
Okay, you realize you started going 10, 9, 8.
Whatever.
And then you went back to
it's
1, 2, 3.
It
now
shows
you're...
up as whatever. It is the third movie. What's the title? The third biggest date movie that will lead
okay.
to sex.
Okay.
Tom Kidman.
Nicole
Tom
Kidman
Cruise,
and Tom Cruise?
Nicole Kidman.
Far and away.
Oh, Prairie.
I'm not even going to look at you.
The race car one.
What the hell?
No. Do you
know
what I'm talking about?
Mission Impossible.
Stanley Kubrick. Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Just massive boning. Nonstop.
The whole thing's sex. My mom wanted to let me watch it when it came out.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I was like in
fairly understandable,
early high school,
actually. That makes
school.
A lot of sense to not let your child watch this. Yeah. Tom Cruise.
They rented it and they made me leave the room halfway through. I remember.
That's the way. When I used to watch I actually vividly remember my first rated R movie. And that was like an eye-opening experience. I told everybody about it. Like, I was just sitting there watching a movie with my parents. And it turns out to be, it was like In the Line of Fire. Some dude, they're having like a...
Great movie.
They're having a freaking gun chase on the top of roofs.
You've never seen
it. And all of a sudden,
you?
I think one of them...
He's never seen it.
No, he's never even heard of it. I'm just saying. You get,
I'm too young
dude
for
gets
you
shot,
kids.
His face is like hanging off the building and blood's dripping down the building.
That's sexy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that experience stuck with me at too young of
an
age.
So what's up in the Facebook world there, Jackie?
I'm on Twitter, asshole.
Why are you Twittering?
Because it beeped. Like, someone Twittered me.
Oh, good. Good.
You're just jealous.
Good to know you're active on Twitter. Eyes Wide Shut, massive orgy scenes. Lurch is all over it.
Oh, hell yeah.
him and Maria.
From the Spanish station. Of course, Maria.
No, I'm talking about
number one. And I, because we already went over number two, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Number one, and this is going to be, this makes sense, okay? Probably more oriented towards Jackie's age group, but that's not the point. Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Love me some Swayze.
Sex Fest. Anything with Swayze.
Oh, Roadhouse?
Except for his latest stuff.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah. He has passed on. Thank you.
He looks corpse-like.
Yeah,
in his other
really,
movie.
Yeah.
He was the movie
yeah,
corpse
I mean, you got the 80s. You got the 80s. You got Roadhouse.
That luscious hair.
Oh my God! What a do.
What a hunk.
What a do. But that is the number one date movie that leads to sex. To Lurch.
Oh, that's the number one.
Lurch, you know what's the deal?
You should have made that more of a drum roll. I wasn't.
I don't have a drum roll handy.
Jackie,
see
and I
what
are
we're working
that.
With. I think Jackie was kind of off put by what we're actually working with here.
Oh, I work here
missing,
like 3 days a week. I think I know.
No, in this room, a missing mic slot. And a couple of computer programs. That's where we run everything off of.
When I did my podcast, it was in my basement.
Yeah.
That's why it was so good, right?
That's why it was so good. We thought we were funny, and a couple people thought we were funny.
I'm going to be very frank. I haven't heard it.
If you like Jackie's podcast, email us and tell us.
Okay, Jackie and Jimmy show sucked. I get it.
Hang on, I'm Jackie. If there's 10 people who want this to go longer, email. If there's 10 people who like Jackie's podcast, email.
Okay, I have two podcasts, the one that was sucky and the one that's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. So you're blaming your boyfriend.
I did not. Yes, I am blaming him. He gets all the credit for the suckiness. Actually, people would say that on the message boards, which I was not supposed to. Freebeer goes, don't read the message boards, Jackie.
Worst thing you do.
Don't. Worst thing you can do. So what do? The first thing I do after it airs. Message boards.
You heard it here first.
And everything said this. Jackie's kind of funny. I like Jackie. That guy Jimmy sucks. No one knows he's my boyfriend, right?
Very
and they're
hurtful.
All just ripping into Jimmy. And I'm like, now I can't be like, by the way, it's my boyfriend. Because that'll just look bad.
Yeah.
There goes the Facebook followership, too, now, right, Lurch?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie's got a boyfriend? Well, I'm not following him on Facebook unless she puts the Halloween pictures up there.
Oh, God, Halloween. Ask Lurch what he's being for Halloween.
Don't ask me that.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Ask Lurch.
Oh,
he's
I'm
going.
Sorry. No.
He wants to be Lurch. I've never met a person that likes their nickname so much. He wants to be Lurch for Halloween.
That would be a good costume.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be epic.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be epic, buddy.
Thank you.
I think
I
want to
shake your hand right now.
Let's
get some miking.
That's the handshake.
That's handshaking.
Jackie, I believe there was something just a little bit ago, hypothetically, you wanted to post to Lurch and I in the middle of something else that we were already doing. Would you like to wrap that up and maybe give us the story that you were going to give?
Let's ask Jackie what she's going to be for Halloween first.
Jackie, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Wednesday from the Addams Family.
Is that true?
And a pirate. Yeah, that's true. I said that earlier.
A Wednesday pirate.
So.
No, I'm being Wednesday tonight and then tomorrow night I'm a pirate.
Two nights.
So you're being Wednesday on a Saturday?
I am.
On a Friday, dummy. Today's Friday.
Wednesday on a Friday. I'm.
And a pirate.
Lost.
Why don't you combine them?
Who'd want to be anything from the Addams Family? That's retarded.
Yeah. What a terrible costume. Way to go, Jackie. No, you said you received a text. If you
Oh, I'm not even going there. No, that's done.
No. You got to bring
wrap
it back
it up.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Wrap it up. We're wrapping it up.
If you are still listening right now.
We're stunned.
Awesomeness in the making.
Stunned.
Sexy.
AskTheInterns@gmail.com. Go ahead and find us there. Also on Facebook, a little off topic. Go ahead and search for it. You see the word art, you know it's the real deal. That's the way it always is. I'm going to patent that, by the way. If you see the word art, you know it's the real deal.
You know what we're talking about, Jackie?
Wolf.
Word art logo. Wolf indeed.
There we go.
Wolf indeed.
I said wolf.
Sure, she somehow got the first woof of the episode out. I've been fighting to get it for
does
weeks
it make
now.
You? Did you say it because of
this is on
that line in Home Alone when he goes, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
You'd have to ask Andy Two Times because neither of us have a clue.
I think that's what it's from because me and Andy Two Times and my roommate,
Andy is old
Margie,
enough to be like very familiar with it.
We used to say that all the time. We'd go into Andy's room and go, Andy, woof.
That might be why he does it. I don't know. He never told
that's
you.
Probably not
you
why.
Guys will understand.
He probably won't even. He probably was so stoned he doesn't even remember
no, probably
me
not.
Talking to him in college.
Probably not.
Let alone. Hold on. Jackie went to school with me?
So go ahead and find
she was
me.
In my program?
Go ahead and find the word art logo.
I love you, Andy. I'm just kidding.
Nobody does.
Andy's not listening.
No, Andy quit listening even.
If he listens, I want him to know I love him.
So go ahead and find us on Facebook, a little off topic. You see the word art, you know it's the real deal. AskTheInterns.podomatic.com. Go ahead and subscribe. Please do. Show up in the iTunes. We're going to pass the huge one in followers, Lurch. The big
don't hate
for
me
10,
for replacing 000. Andy two times. I know he's a fan favorite.
You can go ahead.
No, don't hate me.
Go ahead and hate.
It's cool.
Hey, everybody gets hate. Timbo hates me.
Who's Timbo?
Timbo's our number one fan.
And Truman Capote.
He actually hates you?
I think so. And Truman Capote. Some reason has something against gay guys. I don't understand.
I know who Truman Capote. You don't know who Truman Capote is.
I do.
I
asked a trivia question related to Truman Capote.
Oh.
And apparently by calling him one of the better authors of the 20th century offended him because according to Timbo, if you're gay, you can't be the best at anything.
No, he did not say that.
We have. He didn't say it explicitly.
I agree with Timbo.
I may have put some words into Timbo's emails. That were not entirely true.
Oh,
he implied
awful.
It. He implied it. It was all fair.
I would never put words in
next
this
week.
Mouth.
Timbo's a good guy.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he
next
is.
Next edition.
Lurch, I think we should go get a beer at Timbo after this.
All right. I'm
Timbo's
21.
In Albany. So if you want to go there, he just turned 21.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
last
dude.
Last
Wednesday. Happy birthday again,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
Last
Timbo's
Wednesday.
In Albany. Okay, yeah, you know, we have worldwide listenership.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you, Jackie.
Yeah, I know. I can see you looking at me.
Okay.
Where's Timbo from?
Albany.
Good.
Thank you. Albany. I got there
Albany.
Was, I got Albany. A pissed off email about that one.
Why?
Albany? Albany. I called it
well,
Albany.
It's my Michigan Albany. Accent. Albany.
We're all from Michigan.
I'll say what I want.
Albany.
Hey, Albany, everybody. I'm going to the UP.
The UPA?
Keep the Michigan accent to a minimum, all right? It defends all our listeners. So, new edition of Pass or Play next week, I believe, with Lurch's stolen questions from Timbo. I'm sure they're very relevant. Timbo's last few efforts
they're
at
good
trivia,
questions.
I'm sure they are.
They're good questions.
Timbo's last few efforts at trivia have revolved around the 1980 Fiero Pontiac.
I have a friend that drives a 85 Fiero.
You would have gotten the question right, but we had to throw it out because it was stupid.
What was the question?
I don't even remember, but it was terrible. We had to start trivia from scratch. So next week, little off topic. Go ahead and find us there. Jackie's going to make like 6 new intros today. And you'll be hearing one of those next week. It's not going to happen.
So, not going to happen.
Stay tuned. Like
I said, I have to go home and get skankified for Halloween.
That's exactly it. And they will be on Facebook, so follow us there.
Yeah. So, apparently, I'm posting pictures of myself
absolutely.
On Facebook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're not going to give you access to the account.
Oh, and some listener did to me before we wrap things up. Mm-hmm. I know we're wrapping up now, but
I don't care.
Last thing we got to say is someone wrote on my Jackie on Air, it's like my GRD Facebook.
Nice
hey,
plot.
Jackie.
I can already tell it's going to be funny.
Thanks for the nude pics. You're hot. I obviously
Jackie!
Never sent nude pics to anybody.
Whoa.
And I mean, obviously, this fucker is like kidding
this
me.
It's a little
but
off topic.
That's
scandal.
Not funny. And so I just deleted it. And I was like, God, all I know, some weirdo's photoshopping my head on a naked body.
My bad.
This is a little off topic scandal. We can't have the press all over this, Jackie. If you're sending
Shut
nude
up.
Pics to people on Facebook, we need to have
oh, yeah.
a serious discussion as
like
to your radio
naked.
Career.
I hate you.
No denial. You heard it here, folks. A little off
Jackie
topic.
Bang is 70.
Hey, do you guys want to know what Kyle's paycheck was this week?
Not really.
$46.
So, Jackie Bang is 70. Stay tuned. A little
Who's
off
Stephanie?
Topic. Don't worry about it. A little off topic. We'll see you next week.